Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And of course, you can also drop us a voice note, 0826572729. We're talking about spiritual healing. What is spiritual healing? And when we look at ourselves today, what do we need to heal from? What do we need to heal from? You know, it's also something that one is asking. Apostle, I will come back to you again, all right? I will come back to you, Apostle. And let me get Mfundisi Makamu on this issue. Now, send us a WhatsApp and talk to us. Tell us how you feel about this. The very aspect of spiritual healing. Are we well versed when it comes to this? Are we right when it comes to this? Have we gone on to actually find ourselves that even in the churches, there's a dire need of spiritual healing? Fundis, now, I am looking also into Jeremiah 17 verse 14 says, "Heal me, O Elohim, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise." And now, we need to heal from self-praise. And we start to praise the Elohim himself. I think we had stopped the focus to such an extent that we are praising ourselves. I'm praising myself. I'm saying I'm a Zulu. I'm stronger than anyone else. There's close to 9 million of us well-placed in the country. You know, all those statements are statements of pride and racism. You know, and we need to heal from that. You know, we need to heal from that. There's a healing that we need also. The dividing line of the economy. You know, there are people who, in our churches, some people are happy ukuthi banikele ama grocery, ne? They're happy ukuthi banikele ama grocery, Mfundisi Makamu. Very happy ukuthi banikele ama grocery. They're not happy ukuthi laba banikela ama grocery kibo nabo bakwazi ukuzitholele wabo bakwazi ukunikela. They're not happy about that.
Yeah.
Bafuna ukuthi kube yibo bonqingetshe, uyabona? Kube yibo. We need to heal from the spirit of control. You know, spirit of divination. Let me touch on this one. We all run. Someone has sent me a message about prophets. We all run to these people. Sit abo prophet banbana, abo prophet batambo keza, uleti underwear ako, sizo ikeza, sizo yenzano, ulete lape pulpit in during the service. Hey, matota, imisholo ka James yonkele. These things are happening. It is quite sad. What comes to mind? Muruti?
Mfundisi wami, sakhuluma ngespirit sedivision.
Yeah, bamba kancane, bamba kancane mfundisi wami, bamba kancane. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Sawubona brother, ngiyabulisa ngokanelisa lika Jesu Christ, my brother.
Siyabonga, kunjani kodwa bhuti wami?
Sisaphilile, sisagcinile emthini baba.
Masibonge, masibonge.
Bulise Apostle Phumla Mfene no Pastor Makama.
Awuzweke, awuzweke. Bulise Makama bathi sawubona, ubabila kahle.
Aw, baba vila kahle, mthethetha.
Sawubona mfundisi wami. Siyabonga.
Also,
the topic, Brother Ray, spiritual healing.
Yes.
As men, we have turned away from God. All men with rebellion, Brother Ray. In unrighteousness, they too do rebellion against God. Logo kunike Satan ithuba lokufaka ama deception akhe. In the devil, Satan is deceiving the whole world, my brother. Isolution yalokho ukuthi izwe izithathele uJesu njengenkosi nomsindisi. But instead of believing Jesus Christ, izwe lilalela umkhohlisi uSathane inyokwenzalo. Alikhohlisi. Izwe lonke lithembele to the dark side. Izinto ezenzekayo njenge-teenage pregnancies, broken marriage vows, ukuthanda imali ngoqile
Amen.
Abantu baya bulala ngenxa yemali Pastor Ray.
Mm.
But keeping testimony.
Hey, my daughter.
The addiction to the pornography, abantu beshadile kepha basabuswa the last of the first one. The word is literally all unrighteousness is sin. But Jesus Christ is saying, if we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, brother.
Wow. All the time, unkulunkulu akubusise ngendlela esimanga, siyabonga kakhulu bhuti wami.
God be the glory, ngiyabonga mntwana.
Hallelujah. All right, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. It is 0826572729 and on the WhatsApp there. Otherwise, you can talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. We can hear from you.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Spiritual healing, what it is. Mfundisi Makamba, bengisese kuwe ncike Nkosi.
Amen, Baba. Sakhuluma nge-spirit division, mfundisi.
Yeah.
Bangixosha phela ebandleni.
How?
How? Ngokuthi ngibuye eMaputo.
Mm.
So, la kwanelibandla lela, ngilaziyo isuka nale eMaputo.
Mm.
Sihlangane singamaTsonga sodwa.
Okay.
But the very same church, very same name, you call Lapana called AmaZulu.
Mm.
Na Sotho na and other nations. Ngafika ngaqala ba Sunday schools ngoba ngisuke ekhaya vela ngutitsha be Sunday school. Little youth. Bese ngaphapha ke ngoba ngomuntu ongakhona ukuthula.
Yeah.
Nathi kodwa why thina ebandleni lodwa same beach, same church, but sihlukene. Why singahlanganyeli?
Mm.
Nalabale.
Yeah.
But asifuna ukubusa amaZulu thi.
Yeah, man.
Wethola leyo nto lena.
Mm.
Kati ebandleni siyela kuyobusa yini?
Hey, madoda.
Kati kati ibandla leli akusilona ibandla laka Elohim.
Nkosi yami.
Then ke ngaqala ngayibuka ukuthi ikhundla la kunalaba lapha eMaputo, kunalaba semagudi, kunabakuphe kuphi ababekwa ikhundleni ngoba uphethe la wale magudi. Thina badla eMaputo la awufuneki lapha esikhundleni. So lapha kwe division yebandla ikhona kungakho ubona ebandla uma ngaba umfundisi wakhona uRail Hot abalandelayo abobani bani khona lapha abaletswane le Pretoria le bontate Mfukeng bontate Mangimang khona le bontate Noha kuya le uma ngaba umakamo ngapha umakamo ukhoza umbalate kuya le nabantu bakubo because sina leso spirit se division ukuthi abatswana le Pitori le asifuni ukuthi sihlanganyela nabo. And later le lapho brings me to idea ngiyibonayo nalokhu ngikubonayo la all over yokuthi ibandla elikhulu ePolokwane kugcwele abobani. Uma uya le eNorthwest kugcwele abobani. Uma uye Natala kugcwele abobani.
Yeah.
Wena uma ufika awu into ongasinto yalodwa ngoba awusiyena wale tribe leader. So i-tribalism yikhona even nasemabandleni.
Yeah.
Uma wahlangana nomuntu ubuyela isuthu umfundiso uzonithala kahle lento le. Ungahlangana nomuntu abuyela isuthu. Usanta kopatla kuzeta na kereka fura.
Eh.
angazi ukuthi wahlangana nathi nakutswa fura uma umsuthu nje uyazi ukuthi ufura injalo uma ngaba ubuye eqwaqo iterano uma ngaba injalo nje so umfundisi wami
we need to heal from this denomination of the tribalism yes
ngoba u Elohim akazelanga I tribe uzele the nation
yeah
not a tribe not a certain race not yes he came through a race a tribe ka Judah but wayengazelanga a tribe ka Judah uzele wonke umuntu uzelwe emhlabeni ngoba all the nations ezakhe and zinzelwe yena and zinze uye and zinze ngaye futhi these are the things that we must understand but uma si uma si sisalumana ngokuthi mina ngiwase Efeso mina ngiwase Corinth mina ngiwase kuphi kuphi then the nation is sick umuphi lo nkulunkulu esiphi siyamkhonza
yeah
umuphi loyo angimanzi mina unkulunkulu ngimazi uyedwa the nation is sick mfundisi mfundisi wami bengithi ngisafuna ukuxoxa ukuthi ngayeka kanjani ukuba yipimpe emaphoyiseni uma ngithi the nation is sick mfundisi there was a time engangidade engabekwa lapha ukuthi ngibe yipimpe angeke ngikutshele ukuthi kweyiphi i-police station yeah but wena makamu uzoripota ku Lieutenant Colonel Ray Lord loku hamba uyokubona le uzoripota kuye I found out ukuthi na uma ubuye uzoripota nakwa Ray Lord uRay Lord labo tsotsi uhamba uyoba ripota le usebenza nabo uyantola mfundisi
yeah
uma afuna ukuthi abo tsotsi bakushaye ke what uRay will do azokubiza office that ungezi ngo 10
kodwa
ngo 11 ngoba ngo 10 hey ngizoba nise court ngiyathenda I case yabantu kodwa waza ngo 11 ngo 11 ufike ohlale office lakhe nisaxoxa kanti ngalesi sikhathi ubize abangani bakhe le babo tsotsi nabo bandlule la officeini mafika labangani hey prayer hey alright alright just nje ukuthi ababonise wena ukuthi this is the guy. Utophuma laba kushaye le. When I discovered this thing, not no more. When I discovered ukuthi nakunabo tsotsi abakhishwayo ejele ebusuku, ukuthi bayofuna uRay ngoba uyahlupha. Bakhishwa bavalelwe emoteni wafika bashaye uRay bawabuyisela baye bavalela. Kwamba amaphoyisa lawa honest azogijima la ahamba afuna abantu ababulane lo muntu lona but aba the real culprit bayazi amaphoyisa angama culprit ayazi ukuthi yithi sivulele ubani bani ohambile wenza umsebenzi bafuna umuntu ngaphandle kanti umuntu ungaphakathi lo uphuma ayoshaya namhlanje ungaphakathi kudala wa sentence a lifetime so umfundisi the nation is sick noma ungayakabo tisha noma ungayakuphi all we need to do umfundisi we must go back to him
yeah
and God will heal ukuthi sigijima siyotata lapha constitutional heal angeke kusebenzele ito lisuka sisha lapha it's a waste of time angeke isebenze you know umfundisi into sika siyenza lapha sizama nje ukukhotha ikamera ukuthi nasibonakale kwe TV ukuthi hey ubishop konje uArchbishop Ray Lord adeka leader abantu abo million baye constitutional hill just for iTV leya nto leyana angeke kusebenze into izosebenza people must go back to God umfundisi wami imedia nayo iyagula I found out mrutu kuti konke babe kukhuluma about the president uphumile. Imedia kaniza manje izokhipha iqiniso.
Yeah.
because it is about money. Ubana fucking man, and Ubana is funny. I come keep and a way you go to some keep. As you let us tell an abandoned Lomont to Lola wins the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and the manga back or back or back or Monto. Then again, in nation is a Pinduka. You call an eye. Kunjani manj.
Yeah.
No man upon your journey, you are 100, Conala. And get a 7, Kumero Kubuelo Kubaba. Siyaxolisa if my people angathi yenzana ngenkani ubaba uthi if conditional lento if my people were called by my name we need to call him intervention spiritual intervention the nation is sick abantu babulewa abantu bayagula kuyabulawana inkunzi yazo angokuthi abotsotsa bazeki labazeka. Ufana manje ufana le police station bakuthi uphethe ibhamu zinjani zingaki babe ingaki uzozazelaphi ibhamu wena ngoba awudili ngebhamu siyeza manje shaya umfazi bazokhipha nama-helicopter 10.
Ngiyakuzwa. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Spiritual healing that we need. And spiritual healing that we are in need of. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And what are some of the areas that you can look into and say, yeah, even in this area, I think we need quite a lot of healing. Even in this area. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, we are together. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. It's 23 minutes over the hour 7, Thursday Live, the name of the show. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729. And you can even drop us a WhatsApp message, and we can read that. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I don't know what this one says. Yeah, no, I really don't know what this one says. Yeah, I don't know what it says, but it's a voice note. It's a voice note. Okay. Here's another one. It says, good evening, men of God. Please clarify. Clarify who a prophet of God is and why would an individual go see a prophet? Listener in Ferenaheng. All right. And here's another one. This one is from Jay Nisi, my burner. Yeah, I think it should say my burner there. It says, good evening, Muruta. I think spiritual healing must also start from us Christians taming our tongues from speaking negative about what we see, because what we see is temporary compared to unseen. All right. First Peter chapter 3:10, the NIV, for whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. All right. Colossians 4, verses 6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Ephesians 4, 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And then it says,
When God saw that the earth is formless, darkness taking over, he didn't complain. Instead, he said, let there be light. Jesus, instead of worrying about the storm, like his disciples, Mark chapter 4:39, he got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. We need to speak. Okay, he writes in capital letters. We need to speak life more than speaking what we are seeing under the earth. Amen and amen. I wonder, what is it that we are seeing under the earth? Please tell me, what is it that we are seeing under the earth, man? Some people have a very deep sight of things. A very deep sight of things. So tell us what you are seeing under the earth. And doesn't the very same word says rebuke sin, expose wickedness? Doesn't it say that? Doesn't the very same word say, if your brother has sinned against you, go and confront him. Tell him. If he refuses, you know, take a witness. If he refuses, take him to the church. The very same word, doesn't it say also that that which is immoral, it says expel the immoral brother, or move away from those who practice perversity. Doesn't it say that? And how are you going to actually point at that if you don't talk about it? Now, if people basically are doing whatever it is that they are doing in the church, which is unbecoming, should we be quiet and say, okay, this is temporary, let me not talk about this. Let me talk about what seasons people. Doesn't rebuke and discipleship season people? Doesn't it prune people? Doesn't it make people right with the Father? Isn't that what they are supposed to be hearing? Hey, man, I'm up for correction. I need to hear from you. These are just questions that come about.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, then. Welcome back. 657 Media Wave, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. Absolutely, man. Like I said, I was reading what Jay Nisi, my burner, is saying. And very much. In agreement with what he's saying, yet I'm asking questions. Therefore, how do you rebuke sin? How do you rebuke sin? How do you correct the wrong? If it is young people doing these things, should you be quiet and say, oh, I must tame my tongue and not speak negative? What is the implication of negative? Before anything else, what is the implication of negative? If I say to my son, stop smoking, or to my daughter, if I say, stop playing around with boys, they will get you pregnant. You will be sick. You might die even before your time. Is that negative talk? You know, we really need to be careful in rebuking. And this is not even trending, you know, they say what? Treading on a thin line. It's not. It's just in the word. It's in the word. Christ himself, by speaking all the things that he said against the Pharisees, was he negative? I'm asking, you know. Spiritual disease, again, is that we want to defend the sin that is taking place and the lifestyles that are unbecoming. Apostle, what say you?
Hey, not only defending, but also condemning somehow.
Mm.
That is why we were experiencing all this kind of things that is happening, because either you are defending or you are either condemning. Because really, obviously, you have to defend that which is wrong, and then that one baba should be struggling with the same thing, but when we condemn.
Yeah.
And then it continues, then it becomes a standard.
Mm.
And how do you, this kind of thing that becomes a standard is when people that are regarded as the favorite in a place, you know, they are,
mm.
you know, they meet us somewhere. instead of that being that leg, the hand was one of our proper, our usual, you know. One lady said something very sad. When I was obviously not in medical problems, so she took the method of me to have one. So another the husband, they're going to get the particular check. But the husband is very rich, so he gives financial support. So how I come with tell us of many people like, going to do that. And you can do whatever you want to do. You can mess up the way you want to mess up.
As long as you bring the money.
As long as the house of the Lord will function in terms of finances. So, my hand security at the end of the day, we need to stand up the guy there. But it's okay to do whatever you want to do. It's fine. As long as you know you take things, you take care of the economic community. But like I said, that shows how The person is conscious that how come confront that I'm too wrong? It's about them that they are with the rest of us. So now the thing that you want to do is I'm conscious this is wrong, but we continue doing this and it becomes normal, even norm. So they were saying, come on, Morocco, we begin to adopt this kind of lifestyle. Before you know it, but like they were saying, Muruti is a properly corrected piece of like spiritual healing. So this kind of thing that we are going to make it seem complicated spiritually. That they must acknowledge it and then they must get to it. When Jesus was on the cross, and he was very remorseful. And he was saved because of that. But the other one, like I said, but the healing number of Jesus is there, but you cannot access it simply because you are not remorseful.
Yes.
And you are also not crying out to God. You can make an effort and pray in at least 50 minutes. But yet you won't see the need simply because you can't even have under normal circumstances when you're not okay physically.
Yeah.
You know, when I did go to the community because whole life physically over weak. When you are spiritually not okay, you become weak in the sense that you do a test and I'm doing it. Strong.
Sure. True.
Maybe so only we go that you said no. Is there any carbohydrate? Is there any carbohydrate with protein that is glucose strength? But the enemy will make sure when you're not spiritually okay, so that you don't continue to do things that should to help you heal and recover. Before you know it, you're going to be physical, spiritual.
Hey,
The house of God and everything, but like as I said, this was just in terms of one somewhere. Really, we are speaking it. There's a great need of healing, and there are things that God has put in place for a connection. One of the things is like worship. Both of my ukula spiritually, you worship your everything.
Who
worship you, you know? And then also very serving gospel, very social all the way, Monday to Sunday. Prayer becomes a mission impossible.
Sure. We need to really identify these things. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let us hear from you as to what you make of this. And drop us a voice note. It's 082-657-2729. And you can give us a shout, talk to us, 012-334-1322, and let us hear what you make on this issue.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, then, and of course, thank you so much, Jay Nisi, my burner. And thank you so much, thank you so much. And I should say also to GM, I can't hear what you're saying. It looks like it did not record, even though it looks like, but it is without audio. So you can send that again. Let us hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Talk to us there. Otherwise, send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And let us hear what you say on this issue, the very issue of spiritual healing. Some of the areas that you would say today, when we look at ourselves, one can say without a doubt, we need healing. All right. Someone says, thank you for the program. Awesome. Thank you very much. And of course, let's see others. All right. Let's see others. Okay. We'll wait till he heals my heart. Zolelwa Matkakana, thank you very much. I really appreciate. But the Father will heal you. Don't worry about it. The Father will heal you. Even though it's at times it doesn't seem like. Manafan Hastian says he is faithful. Trust and obey him. Absolutely, I believe that. I'm just trying to read all these messages that you have sent so that I don't find myself really having gone over others and not having looked at others. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. Talk to us directly there and let's hear what you say on the matter. Jennifer Hudson, on the other side of this.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, we await your calls, and of course, Apostle, I'll come back to you. I will get into Umfundis Makam, all right? Okay. Here's Jennifer Hudson. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
spiritual healing, things we need to be healing from. When you look at ourselves, you can say, hey, man, we need to heal from these things because they really are breaking us.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Jennifer Hudson, the beautiful song indeed. And Pundit Makam, I'm back with you. I think bese uzoshaya ipoint yakho bese uyavalelisa because angibani fanele bese ngiyashintsha ngiyofonela umfundisi uphumla. Hey, namhlanje ngisebenza kanzima. Ngisebenza kanzima. This phone yala studio ayiphuma ngazi why. But abantu baba phone yona iyangena. Mara ayiphumi. Angazi benze njani. Uyabona. Kodwa kunankinga. Now Muruti, when we look into this need for healing, we are not out of the word. You know, look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Elohim is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captive. So when I speak about the captivity of the captured, I'm not being negative. When we speak about these things, we are not being negative. And and also to proclaim liberty to give, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. And there's oppressions, spiritual oppressions that we see. People are oppressed by spirits of worshipping pastors and occultisms. Where when you speak about the wrongs that are being done, I mean, pastors, they are in the media for the wrong reasons in most cases. When you look into these medias, you become surprised. They talk about one another's scandal. No, lo magenza so ben kon. Lo mapatatumba ben kon. Lo eh matet. There is less preaching, man. There's less preaching. There's less preaching. There's less preaching. This is an indication of a sickness upon us when we need healing, that we return to preaching the true gospel, just like Christ says here, you know. And if we cannot even heal the brokenhearted, we ourselves are sick. If we cannot proclaim liberty to the captives, we ourselves are captured. If we cannot set to liberty those who are oppressed, we ourselves are oppressed. And if we don't preach the good news or the gospel to the poor, we ourselves are in deception. We need healing. Muruti, what comes to mind, sir?
Hey, Mfundisi, ibandla lidinga ihealing ngempela, Mfundisi. Hayi kancane. Ibandla lilimele kangokuba ngendlela lilimele ngakhona angazi ukuthi na ngingayindlala ngithini kahle kahle ukuthi na yizwakalise kahle because ngendlela kungakhona abantu abasafuna nokumamukela uChrist.
Hey madod,
abantu abasafuni ukuya ebandleni ngenxa yezinto thina esizibiza ukuthi na siyakholwa sizenzayo and nangendlela futhi esikhuluma ngayo and imedia iloko ila ibukile ukuthi kade abafundisi bayenzani and into ngiyibukile mfundisi abafundisi angazi ukuthi na uNkulunkulu usibize kanjani or uvele nje wafika wadoba lapha edustbin sisibaba sasingcolile what dobos got through that man, Angazanga Stepesh. Kaba, Inuko, Ukukuluma Izwi, Elis of Caesar, Umuntu, as Kulumi, Sukuluma Izwi, Elis of Lemaza, Umuntu, a poor mention, Kankuruku. And as Kulumi Ugut Umuntu, Makabui San in Ukuruku. We have to remember Ugutina, a mandate. Yomstana kankulunkulu is to speak a salvation, a repentance. A man must repent abuyele kunkulunkulu. But when we go there, we don't preach a repentance, a holiness. We preach only umnikelo and senza ama miracles, and we think uti ama miracles kuizi into lezi ezichaza uNkulunkulu. Ama miracles abachaza uNkulunkulu, ama miracles achaza thina. Do you remember ku Matthew chapter 12 uma aba farisi bacela uJesu ukuthi na awukusibonisa ama miracles. Bekhumbula iansa yakhe ukuthi wathi but only perverse nation yes ama miracles, but ama miracles miracles denzo ntshela yo ukuthi sisi uJohna wayehlale phakathi kwefishi for 3 days nendodana yomuntu yakuhlala ethuneni for 3 days yibuye. But ngicela sibambele ligama elithi only perverse nation yidinga ama miracles. So uma senza ama miracles emabandleni, we think ukuthi sichaza uNkulunkulu, asichaza uNkulunkulu, sichaza abantu laba la abanela. And ama miracles la siwayenza are not there to convict, are there to convince. La magama amabili ayahlukile, convict and convince. Are not there to convict, la ama miracles wayenza, are there to convince people ukuthi I can make miracles. That is why nalama miracles la olaf are not from God. Abuya nje khona la kwa magama la endaweni zethu.
Ngiyakuzwa mfundisi.
Injalo nje. So si faka iprophet ezingathishu kuneyikole zabaprofeti la ngengafanelwa ngengahlangana nomunye umfundisi angaziyo kade imfundisi ngifuna kuza laphayana mani ngoba sengiphume eyikoleni the prophecy. So mbefuna nje kuzenze prophecy laphayana. Nathi lapho ufunde khona hambo uyithathisa lapho uze uthole idiploma nokuba uprofesa kungenje laphayana. Laphayana khona.
Mfundisi.
So
yeah.
Mfundisi.
Yeah.
So sibonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu as asibekile singama watchmen.
Yeah.
Let us watch and let us sibe alert ukuthi kwenzakalani, and sikhuleke sibakhulekise even ezinceko ezinye.
Ngiyakuzwa.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Next week we are going to be touching on and this is going to be quite interesting, our true spiritual food. We will be touching on that with this makamo. Siyabonga kakhulu.
True spiritual food.
Uzayibona sengiyithumele lapha e-office lakho. True spiritual food. Thank you so much, Muruti.
Angibonge nakona kona kumapostolo wami uPhumla Mfene, umtshela ukuthi ngimthanda ngothando lika love lika Christ.
Awuzweke, awuzweke. Let me read umxolisi, umxolisi uthi siyabonga. Siyabonga. You know, niyasisiza. Niyasisiza, siyabonga. That's the first message. The second message is niyasisiza. Thank you, Mudis Makam.
Thank you, be blessed.
Thank you, sir. And then, of course, Babongana, I saw your message also there. And I will just play it after this.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yabongani.
Ithatha leli thuba ngibingelele kuwemfundisi uRing, ngibingelele ke kuprofethi uMamfene, ngibingelele ke nakumfundisi uMakamu nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi spiritual healing, okusho ukuthi ukwelashwa emoyeni. Isizwe sikaNkulunkulu siyagula enhliziyweni, engqondweni nasemoyeni. Kudinga ke udokotela onguNkulunkulu osebenzisa ke amandla akhe ke nezwi lakhe ukuthi ke abantu baphile ke emoyeni. Akakho ke udokotela ongakwazi ukwelapha inhliziyo nengqondo nomoya. Spiritual healing is healing through the power of God. It employs the power of God or of prayer. Of material method do not. Amakhathakhatha awasebenzi, kusebenza amandla kaNkulunkulu nomkhuleko. Umkhuleko unamandla. Lalela uJesu waphendula umkhuleko. Healing is a divine miracle. Spiritual healing works like a quality control program in our life. The criterion it brings to human existence is God's law. Life is improved when elements of thought and action that determine our experience are brought under this law. UNehemiah 9 verse 13. Wehla entabeni yaseSiyoni yaseSinayi. Khuluma nabo usezulwini. Wabanika izahlulelo ezilungileyo nemithetho eqinisileyo nezimiso nemiyalo emihle. Enhance your inner life through transformative energy healing and spiritual guidance. A prayer for spiritual healing. Hold my heart within yours and renew my mind, body and soul. Amahubo 147 verse 3. Uyaphilisa abenenhliziyo echobekileyo izilonda zabo uyazibopha. Spiritual healing occurs through divine intervention or the power of prayer. Psalms 25 verse 17 to 18. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. James 5 verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Fanege no Davide. Waye dalelage usawule. Izinsimbi emculela enomoya ke omubi. Uma bekwenza ke lokhu uDavide, bekwehla ke lo moya omubi odabukileyo. Ukuhlabelela kuyamthokozisa. In case of suffering, we must pray for a solution. We are to pray in faith for the Lord to restore us in our sickness. Praying in faith means to be led by this Holy Spirit into the prayer based in confidence that the Lord is preparing to accomplish the healing. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28. And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gift of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. James chapter 5 verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Spiritual healing is to forgive ourselves or others and let go of guilt, anger, frustration, and bitterness. It is the only pathway of true and lasting joy in the midst of all circumstances. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate. Thank you very much. And, of course, as we come to the end of the show, let me get the Apostle Phumlamfene just to say goodbye. And I want to say, is it Janie Simaibrena? No, I'm also not saying you're criticizing. I'm just, you know, I see you're writing in capital letters now. Says, I'm not against rebuking the evils that are happening under the sun, Galatians 5:19. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Impurity and debauchery, sexual immorality. At least let God help us do it like Daniel. So turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer, petition, fasting, and sackcloth. Pray for our nation more than ever. We do that. Absolutely. Apostle, we are coming to the final part. What are your parting ways? Next week, we will be talking about true spiritual food. What would you say, just in a minute, as your parting shot?
Thank you, and continue to spread this.
I can't hear you clearly, Apostle. Yes.
Saying if you're not able to hear me and continue to spread this spiritual sickness, that brings forth so much evil, misery, and pain. The Lord give us grace that we can acknowledge such a person who we need healing.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Apostle, thank you so much. We talk again the coming week. Much blessings to you. Shalom, shalom. I can't hear you clearly, Apostle. Yes? Yeah.
Saying if you're not able to hear me and continue to spread this spiritual sickness, that brings forth so much evil, misery, and pain. The Lord give us grace so that we can acknowledge such a person who needs healing. We embrace the healing that God has made to you readily available for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Apostle, thank you so much. We talk again the coming week. Much blessings to you. Shalom, shalom. We really appreciate, and of course, thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. And thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing with us. Thank you for straightening up any misunderstanding. Janie Simaibrena, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your explanations. I really receive it, my brother. Thank you very much to everyone that has sent their WhatsApps and have called and are also listening. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and he teaches us through his Holy Spirit. Yes, the Ruach HaKodesh. And we say thank you that we are learning together. We are learning together in him. And from Mire, it's been great. And I say, Tuda! Rabah.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.